what we've done, published our commitment to the people of the Northwest and West, which is a new deal. And in that, we have in our executive summary, you can see 50 key policy areas, which we will see the reverse of the decline of rural Ireland, of the west of Ireland under this government and under the previous government. And it covers a range of issues from enterprise in terms of job creation to the state of our roads and additional investment required to the fact that we have so many people on housing waiting lists and the return of rural housing back into those areas, social housing, but also deals with the fact that there's many immigrants who have left our counties, which has torn the heart out of our communities, and many of them, some of them have fallen on hard times, and we have a resettlement program that will allocate a support to them to come back into depopulated areas by a financial incentive to help them get back from Australia, Canada, London, or wherever they may be in this part of the part of the world.
And these are all policies and forms of a commitment by yourself and your colleagues if elected into government in the next general election, which is very fast approaching.
Yes, this is what we're saying to the west of Ireland, that we don't have to accept second-class citizenship, that we don't have to allow the government to tear the heart out of our communities, whether that's in, you know, the closure of the small rural school or the local post office or the local Garda station. Sinn Féin are making very clear commitments in our new deal for the West, which is that we will reopen those Garda stations. We will secure the future of our post office network. We will safeguard the local school in our communities, because we need to have vibrant communities and rural communities. And that is about making sure that people have opportunities, that people have some public services that's matched with the quality of life, that we enter into an agreement with the island communities, a charter of rights which established the rights of island communities, and that's very important for a county such as Donegal, which means that they have proper infrastructure to get in and off the island, which means that they have the right to go fishing on fisheries that have been closed down in the past, and make sure that they have rights in terms of public services that many of our island community doesn't have. But I think one of the key things that we're doing in this document is we're given a commitment that all legislation and all major plans introduced by any new government in the future will have to be rural-proofed. So no longer will we be left with the crumbs off the government tables from Dublin, but that when we're health policies are being rolled out, infrastructure, public transport policies are rolled out, it has to be rural-proofed so that the fair allocation goes to rural areas in the west of Ireland.